Three ways to vote. How to vote by mail. How to vote with a paper ballot. How to vote with a touchscreen ballot. Accessible voting. Who is on the ballot for this election? Three ways to vote. Vote by mail. Request a vote by mail ballot by November 1st. Return it by mail. Deliver it to the registrar or voter's office, or drop it off at any polling place on election day. Vote by mail ballots must be postmarked or delivered to a polling place by November 8th. Vote early in person. You may vote early at two locations from October 10th through November 8th. 701 Ocean Street, Room 210, Santa Cruz, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Watsonville City Clerk's Office, 275 Main Street, 4th floor, 6th floor of the parking garage, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Both locations will also be open Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Vote at the polls in person. Polls are open on Election Day, November 8th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can look up your polling place on the web, www.votescount.com, or call the county clerk's office at 831-454-2060. How to vote by mail. You can vote by mail before Election Day. To vote by mail, you have to request a ballot. Then you can mark the ballot and send it back or drop it off at any polling place. You can vote by mail for this election only, or for all future elections. How to get your vote by mail ballot. You must request a vote by mail ballot by November 1st. You can request a ballot at www.votescount.com or call 831-454-2060. After you apply to vote by mail, you will receive your ballot within 1 week. Overseas voters, military personnel and their dependents can get a vote by mail ballot by asking your commanding officer, or go to www.votescount.com. How to return your vote by mail ballot. 1. Mark your ballot. Then follow the instructions on the official envelope to sign, date, and seal your ballot. 2. You can mail your ballot so that it is postmarked by Election Day, November 8th. Or 3. Hand deliver your ballot to the Santa Cruz County Clerk Elections or the Capitola, Santa Cruz, Scotts Valley or Watsonville City Clerk. Drop it off at one of the 24/7 drop boxes located at 701 Ocean Street, Santa Cruz, in front of the county building. Or 212 Church Street, Santa Cruz, public parking lot. Or 1 Civic Center Drive, Scotts Valley City Hall parking lot. Or 420 Capitola Avenue, Capitola City Hall parking lot. Or 316 Rodriguez Street, Watsonville public parking lot 14-4. Drop off your ballot on Election Day at any polling place in Santa Cruz County. How to vote with a paper ballot. At the polling place, you can choose to vote on a paper or touchscreen ballot. Mark your ballot. Draw a single line to connect the head and tail of the arrow that points to your choice. Use only a blue or black ballpoint ink pen. Do not use red ink pens, Sharpies, markers or any other type of pen. Do not sign your name on your ballot, write your initials, or write any other words or marks on your voted ballot. To vote for a qualified write-in candidate, write their name on the blank line at the end of the list of candidates. Then connect the arrow pointing to that name. A list of qualified write-in candidates is available at the polling place on Election Day. The list is posted on our website at www.votescount.com 13 days before the election. Check your ballot carefully. If you make a mistake, ask a poll worker for a new ballot or follow the instructions in your ballot packet. Cast your ballot at the scanner. After you have marked your ballot, take it to the scanner and insert your ballot. If you made a mistake, such as voting for too many candidates, the scanner will eject your ballot so you can correct it. How to vote with an electronic ballot. At the polling place, you can choose to vote on a touchscreen or paper ballot. With touchscreen voting, all voters, including those with disabilities, can vote privately and independently. 1. Tell the poll worker you want to use the touchscreen. The poll worker will give you a ticket. Take it to the touchscreen area. When it's your turn, a poll worker will activate the screen so you can vote. 2. Mark your ballot. Touch the box next to your choice. A green check mark will appear. To change your vote, touch that choice again. The green check mark will disappear. To vote for a write-in candidate, touch the box that says write-in. A keyboard will pop up. Type the write-in candidate's name, then touch OK. 3. Review your votes. Touch the screen to print and review a paper record of your votes. If you want to make changes, you can start again. 4. Cast your vote. Touch the screen to cast your ballot. Protect your vote. Do not leave the voting system until you see the green thank you screen that says your vote has been recorded. Accessible voting. At the polling place. To check polling place accessibility, look for the wheelchair symbol on the back cover of this pamphlet. If your site is accessible, next to the symbol you will find the word yes. In some polling places, temporary thresholds, ramps, signage, cones, and door props are used to improve access to the facility. Curbside voting. If your polling place is not accessible, you may vote on a paper or an electronic ballot from a nearby accessible location, including a car. A poll worker will qualify you to vote and will return the voted ballot to the polling place. To request curbside voting assistance, you can call in advance to coordinate a time and place to have an assistant make the request inside the polling place. Accessible voting system. Each polling place in the county has a touchscreen voting system with an audio option that reads the ballot to you, a universal plug for personal assistive device, and large print, 24 points, with a choice of English or Spanish. A ride to your polling place. We can arrange to have an accessible van pick you up and take you to the polls to vote. Please call prior to election day to make an appointment. Ballot delivery to your home. We can deliver a ballot to your home and return it to the elections department. Please call before election day so there will be enough time to provide assistance. Voting information. Audio versions of the information about local measures and information printed in the State Voter Guide are available on request. The recordings are available approximately 4 weeks before the election. How to request assistance. To request any of these options, or for assistance with accessible voting, please phone Santa Cruz County, 831-454-2060. Disability Rights California will operate a statewide Election Day hotline 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day, November 8, 2016, telephone 1-888-569-7955. Or TVD 711. Who is on the ballot for this election? In the November general election, all voters receive the same ballot, no matter what political party you are registered with, or if you have no party preference. The address where you are registered to vote determines which contests are on your ballot. In the June primary election, all Californians were able to vote to decide which candidates for federal and state offices moved on to the November general election. Candidates for local county offices in June received enough votes to be elected without having to be in a runoff in November. Presidential nominated by party. President and Vice President. the candidates nominated by each political party are on the ballot. You can write in a candidate for president and vice president. The party nominating the candidate is listed with their name. Candidates may be nominated by more than one party. California top two primary nominated by voters. U.S. Senator. U.S. Representative. State Senator. State Assembly Member. The top two candidates with the most votes in June are on your ballot. There is no write-in for these offices. The candidate's party preference, or none, is listed with their name. Both candidates on the ballot may have the same party preference. Local nonpartisan candidates. School district offices. Special district offices. Municipal offices. Candidates for county offices on the ballot in June received at least 50% plus one vote in the primary. So, they were elected and are not on the general election ballot. You can write in a candidate for these offices. Candidates for nonpartisan offices do not have a party preference listed on the ballot. For more information, you can call the Elections Department, 831-454-2060, or visit our website, www.votescount.com, or visit the California Secretary of State's website, www.sos.ca.gov/elections/primary-elections-california/. Two voter guides. You will receive two voter information guides in the mail for this election. 1. Santa Cruz County Guide is mailed to all registered voters in the county. Local and county races and local measures are in this guide. 2. California State Guide is mailed to each household in the state. U.S. national races, statewide races, and state propositions are in the guide from the state. Party endorsements. Parties have the option of submitting candidate endorsements for voter-nominated offices only for printing in this guide. Not all parties participate, and parties may endorse a candidate from another party. The American Independent, Green, Libertarian, and Peace and Freedom parties did not submit endorsements of candidates to be printed in this guide. The candidate's party preference on the ballot does not necessarily mean that they have that political party's support. U.S. Senate. Democrats endorse Kamala D. Harris. No other endorsements. 18th Congress Democrats endorse Anna Eshoo. Republicans endorse Richard B. Fox. No other endorsements. 20th Congress. Democrats endorse Jimmy Panetta. Republicans endorse Casey Lucius. No other endorsements. 17th State Senate. Democrats endorse Bill Manning. Republicans endorse Palmer Kane. No other endorsements. 29th Assembly. Democrats endorse Mark Stone. Republicans endorse Sierra Roberts. No other endorsements. 30th Assembly. Democrats endorse Corina Cervantes Alejo. No other endorsements. U.S. presidential candidates. To learn more about the candidates who have been nominated by their parties to run for U.S. president, go to voterguide.sos.ca.gov or votersedge.org/ca. Whichever presidential candidate gets the most popular votes in California wins all of the electors. California has 55 electors. The candidate with the most electoral votes, 270 or more, over one half of the total vote of 538, is declared president. About the candidates. Who is running for office? Refer to the sample ballot in this guide for a complete list of candidates. Some have paid for a candidate statement in this guide, but not all. You can also find candidate information and campaign disclosure statements online. Local candidates. www.votescount.com. All candidates. VotersEdge.org/CA/statewide candidates. www.sos.ca.gov. Expenditure limitations. State legislative candidates voters passed Proposition 34 November 2000. This law says we must tell voters the names of candidates who agree to campaign spending limits. This law only applies to candidates for state legislative offices like state senate and state assembly. Candidates who agree are allowed to pay for and publish a candidate's statement of qualifications. Those statements are printed in this guide. The following state legislative candidates have accepted the voluntary campaign spending limits. 17th State Senate. Bill Monning, Democratic. Palmer King, Republican. 29th Assembly. Sierra Roberts, Republican. Mark Stone, Democratic. 30th Assembly. Karina Cervantes Alejo, Democratic. Anna Caballero, Democratic.